Thou who art so sweet a creature that above all earthly joy I thee deem for thy rare feature, kill me not by seeming coy, nor be thou mute when this my suit into thy ears by love is blown, but say by me as I by thee, I fancy none but thee alone. Hadst thou Cupid's mother's beauty and Diana's chaste desires, think on that which is thy duty to fulfill what love requires. 'Tis love I ask, and 'tis thy task to be propitious to my moan, for still I say and will foray, I fancy none but thee alone. Let not self-conceit or sway thee. Woman was at first ordained to serve man, though I obey thee, being by love's law constrained. My sobs and tears to witness bears of my heart's grief and heavy moan. Let not thy frown then me cast down, who fancies none but thee alone. Think what promise thou didst give me when I first did thee behold. There thou vowst thou would not leave me for a mass of Indian gold. But now I find thou art unkind, all former vows are past and gone. Yet once again him entertain, who fancies none but thee alone. Let my true affections move thee to commiserate my pain. If thou knewst how dear I love thee, sure thou wouldst love him again. I thee affect and more respect thy welfare than I do mine own. Let this move thee to pity me, who fancies none but thee alone. Why should women be obdurate and men's proffers thus despise? Dear be ruled, we'll have a curate nuptial rites to solemnize. The marigold whose leaves unfold when Titan's rays reflect thereon, on thee I'll shine, for thou art mine, I fancy none but thee alone.
Dear, I have received thy token, and with it thy faithful love. Prithee, let no more be spoken, I to thee will constant prove. Do not despair, nor live in care for her who vows to be thine own. Though I seem strange, I will not change, I fancy none but thee alone. Think not that I will forego thee, though I'm absent from thy sight. If I knew how to come to thee, I'd be with thee day and night. But well thou knowest how I am cross, else would my love to thee be shown with free accord. Yet take my word, I fancy none but thee alone. This proverb hath oft been used, she that's bound must needs obey. And thou seest how I'm inclusive from thy presence night and day. I dare not show what love I owe to thee, for fair it should be known. Yet still my mind shall be inclined to fancy none but thee alone. Though my body for a season be absent from thee perforce, yet I pray thee judge with reason that I love thee near the worse. Oh, that I might enjoy thy sight, then should my love to thee be shown. Then do not think her love to shrink, who fancies none but thee alone. Many times I think upon thee in my melancholy fits. When I find myself kept from thee, it deprives me of my wits. Of times I weep when others sleep, producing many a grievous groan. Then think on me as I on thee, and fancy none but me alone. No fastidious motions move me to be from thy side so long. Do not then, my dear, reprove me, nor suspect I do thee wrong. For be thou sure, I do endure in constancy surpassed by none, I long to see the time that we shall of two bodies be made one.